it on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Tuesday, July 15th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to get back to this story that I mentioned, kind of a double play follow up with Governor Gretchen Whitmer pushing the CNBC study, quote unquote, Michigan is the sixth best state in the country to do business. Well, I highly have suspicion of their methodology to get to that rating, especially when it comes to cost of doing business. Well, one of the mainstays of this governor's governorship, Gretchen Whitmer, has been pushing economic development in the state. One of the ways that she's been doing it is using taxpayer dollars to fund various economic development funds and activity. Longstanding Michigan Economic Development Corporation that operates inside of the state government. This goes back decades. I think it was formed either under James Blanchard or possibly John Engler back in the day. But I've been calling for the elimination of this corporation forever, ever since I got involved in politics in 2010 when I ran for the state Senate. It's not in the state constitution. It's not something that government should be doing through picking winners and losers and using taxpayer dollars to do it. The way you attract businesses as a governor, as a legislative body, state representatives, state senators passing laws that governors sign, is through your policies. Why is North Carolina, Texas, and Florida ranked 1, 2, and 3 when it comes to being the best places to do business? It's because of their policies, their tax policies, their regulations, their willingness to work with businesses to make it easy to open a business and maintain a business and keep it going with affordable costs when it comes to overhead. It's policies that win the day. It's not giving somebody grants, free money, or giving them long-term tax abatements. You can avoid paying property taxes for 30 years if you build your plant here. That's not the way to do it. That's not fair to businesses competing against those other new businesses moving in just because they got the tax abatements or the grants. It is a way, in my opinion, to take taxpayer dollars, give it to some of your friends, and then launder the money back to the Democrat candidates in her administration and her party. Well, one of those people, Faye Baydoun, a personal friend of the governor, an associate, was appointed to be on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's executive board. And then helped her get a $20 million grant that never did anything. We're going to continue this story. Short break. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This segment is sponsored by Northern Michigan RV. You just heard the commercial for Tony and the team over there in Gaylord. Well, they had a 4th of July sale, And there's still some inventory available at great deals that I need you guys to go over to their location and check out. For $5 a day, you can get a brand new 2025 Keystone Hideout. $5 a day, $149 a month, nothing down financing available to have a small little travel trailer in your driveway. Now, why is this important? We have guests coming up here to Northern Michigan now. Everybody and his brother, every family member wants to come and visit Grandpa and Grandma. Well, the house gets full, or maybe somebody needs some privacy. Young couple, whatever, with kids, put them out in the trailer in the driveway. These units have air conditioning. You can get them out there with their own little bed, their little bathroom for in the middle of the night. Somebody needs to go potty or get a drink of water. $5 a day. Meanwhile, if you want to hook it up to a small SUV or a small pickup truck, you can take it camping and go to the UP right now. God's country. Fall off the face of the earth for the weekend, or maybe take Monday off, make it a 3-day weekend. They've got all kinds of inventory that you guys need to go see. Save thousands of dollars of this year 2025 models. Lots of inventory still available. If you're a veteran, they give you a $500 discount off the price automatically, and they will match all deals that any of these RV shows are offering. They will match or beat the deals, and they don't charge any of the fake fees that a lot of these other RV companies do charge. Documentation fees, prep fees, delivery fees, none of that. So tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Go over and check out their inventory. Now, if you want to spend $10 a day, you can get a Freedom Express by Coachmen. These units are phenomenal. Absolutely love them. They are great. They're lightweight. They're aluminum framed. You can pull them actually with a SUV like a Chevy Suburban Tahoe. You can even pull them with a Yukon GMC. You don't need a pickup truck. Great units. Go check out their inventory. Tell them Chuck or Randy sent you. Now, one of the things, and oh, by the way, I had somebody text me before and I forgot to mention it. They're right off of I-75, exit 282. Head west on M32, go to the Walgreens, head north to Expressway Court and follow it around. You'll see the inventory from the expressway. You'll see the trailers. You can check them out online, northernmichiganrv.com, or if you want to give them a call, talk to them about the inventory, 989-448-8700. If you want the information, just text me RV, and I'll send you the link to the website and the phone number. Getting back to this story, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is appealing a judge's decision that independent attorneys can sift through documents that the Attorney General's office seized during a raid on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's office last month, investigating the $20 million grant awarded to the former MEDC executive board member, Faye Baydoun, who is also a known associate of the governor, Gretchen Whitmer. MEDC officials say that the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, took privileged materials without alleging that the MEDC did anything wrong. The Attorney General's office apparently stated in court documents that the MEDC is not a suspect in the investigation. However, to allow the Attorney General's office to even use a taint team, quote unquote, to see if any of the documents can be used in an investigation into the potential misuse of public resources. Quote, sets a dangerous precedent for attorney-client relationships with implications significantly broader than this case, read the statement from the MEDC spokesperson, Odie McKinley. McKinley said that the MEDC has cooperated with the investigation into the award granted to Baydoun's Global Link for more than a year. The legislative earmark was put into a budget by a Republican legislative majorities in the middle of the night back in 2022 as part of numerous pieces of pork that was stuffed into the budget process to help secure wide support from lawmakers. McKinley went on to say that the MEDC strives to administer these pass-through grants in such a way that we can appropriately balance clear legislative intent with stewardship of tax dollars. That continues to be our guiding principle, McKinley said, end quote. Well, earlier this month, July 1st, Oakland County District Judge James Grady ruled a different team of attorneys had 1 week to review and to log the documents that were seized in the June 18th raid to determine what, if any, information should be shielded as deemed attorney-client privilege. Baydoun is suspected of earning a legislative earmark to advance an international business venture. But questions persist about what she did with the $10 million she was actually given by the state. The total of the grant was $20 million, but evidently $10 million of it was only given to her. Well, the media focused on Baydoun's link to the Democrat Party in general and to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In particular, since Baydoun gave a combined $20,000 to Whitmer's campaign back in both 2018 and 2019. Republican leaders at the time, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky and House Speaker Jason Wentworth, had no relationship to Baydoun, who was the former two-term Michigan Democrat Party vice chair. Overall, Baydoun has given around $56,000 to various Democrat candidates over the years, including the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who's doing the investigation into wrongdoing by Baydoun and the MEDC. In addition, she's donated money to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, including several legislators, now House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, and in January of 2023, after she was given the grant money, Baydoun gave $6,000 to State Representative Alabas Farhat, Democrat of Dearborn, State Representative. This according to Michigan campaign finance data. Now, one of the other things that is very interesting, when she was elected to be the vice chair of the Michigan Democrat Party, Baydoun's campaign staff and many of her legislative assistants are now working for Democrats in Lansing. Osama Siblani, publisher of the Arab American News, said Baydoun has been a large discussion in the Arab American community and said she was shocked that she would do something wrong with the $20 million grant she was given while sitting on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's executive board. Siblani said the support of the grant was reckless. How did she rise to this level of corruption is beyond my imagination, said Siblani. However, he said it was unfair of the Detroit News and the Republicans to go after the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for the grant. This was pushed by both Republicans and Democrats in order for the grant to go through. That's how it works. And I don't think the governor has anything to do with it personally, he said. Stop the bus right there. Some of the emails have already been released to the media, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer's own assistant, chief of staff, was communicating directly with Baydoun as well as the MEDC. So don't claim the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has clean hands on this, sir. He also went on to say that the MEDC was also part of the deal and shares blame. But ultimately, it was Baydoun herself that misused the funds and is now under investigation because of it. This all stinks. From whatever end you smell it, it stinks. It just does not make sense, and I don't care who was involved, they should be blamed for it. And if the investigation leads to wrongdoing, they should face the charges, Siblani said. Well, kind of interesting, because this is definitely going to lead back to the governor. I don't care what they're trying to do to spin it to protect her. Sorry, between her relationship with Baydoun and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, yeah, well, guess what? It's going to come back on the governor. If the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, follows the money, follows the emails, and follows the influence the governor may have had over the granting of this grant. We'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow the story. Donald Trump getting into state politics. We'll talk about this story. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.